Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to get your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. So I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, one of your hostesses, and we will start out by introducing ourselves to you. So now it's time for you to learn all about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. You know what? I'm still learning about the magical DC love myself. I'm learning with you guys. But I am an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master and teacher, and a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. And I can't keep a straight face when I say Joan's name. I connected with Joan when she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that it really was a divine connection. Joan has left a door open, and others have walked through that space. It has provided me with the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source, and as well, it has given me the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. But prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my .357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am, it's what I do, it's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love. And Barbara, with
I just wanted to say,
I think Jesus is like a little bit of a funny mood today. Because the first message that I got up this morning and saw was meditation, because some questions can't be answered by Google.
And that is so true.
That is true. I'm thinking, what am I going to, you know, what's for today? Jesus, help me out here. And that's the first thing I got. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I do I have a couple more messages, but, I mean, I do have a little prayer. And this prayer was written, Barbara, by Beth Lynch. Did you introduce yourself? Because Ginger said, I don't think she introduced herself. Okay, well, we have to wait. And everybody, you've got to hear about Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. She leaves the amazing part out, but if you've been listening to our show, guys, you know she is truly amazing. Okay, Barbara, hit it, said Ginger.
Well, thank you, DC, and thank you, Ginger. Okay, I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, an author, a speaker, a energy healer, and it's a variety of energies, including Reiki. And I am a radio show host. Yeah. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, where everyone has the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and you'll see Learn More buttons. The Learn More button under DC's picture will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways you can connect with DC. And my Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. I've posted a lot of things that I've learned over the years. So it may just be what you're looking for. Okay, now, DC, what other wonderful messages do you have for us today?
Okay, so now I'm going to start off with a little prayer that I was guided to read, and it was written by Beth Lynch. And when we begin and end this prayer, we're asked to take a few slow, comfortable breaths, and then smile. I am thankful for your love. Today as I wake, I thank you for my angel, for all that you are doing for me and for all that is before me. I am thankful for your light. I am thankful for your love. I am thankful for all that is in sight. I am thankful for what serves me. I am thankful for what serves me not to know, and I am thankful for strength that shows me how. I am thankful for good health and humble wealth. I am thankful for the hand you extend as a friend. So today, my angel, as I journey around the bend, I am thankful to see, feel, and know there is no end. And again, please take a few very slow, comfortable breaths, and again, please smile. Okay, and with that being said, we now have a message from Mother Mary. Blessings, dear children. I lovingly come before you to help you surrender all the burden that you are carrying. Your prayers have been heard, and it is now time to allow heaven to come in and assist you. There have been times when you have been completely overwhelmed. Allow myself and the angels and God to work things out for your greater good. Accept the Lord's help. As he guides you through the darkness, come to me and I will give you rest. Hand over all your worries. The angels are there and there's a beautiful golden box. Please place them in that box. Now, divine intervention takes place and you're going to feel healings on all levels. Follow the guidance now that you are given. The first thought that comes to mind is what needs to be addressed first and healed. You will feel my love and safety surround you. Honor yourself and take care of your needs. Nurture your inner child and never lose hope. Stay strong, knowing God always has a plan. Allow it to become your strength. Never worry. Invite peace and joy to replace any negative thoughts. Have faith that everything will be resolved through God's infinite wisdom. Dearest children, love is always the answer. Embrace my love as it begins to transform your life. I will be by your side, lovingly supporting and uplifting you every step of the way. Remain in a state of gratitude and be open to receiving blessings and miracles as they are beginning to unfold. Call upon me today as I will compassionately guide you to create and manifest your heart's desires. At this moment, I now invite you to awaken to my powerful healing energy. Connect your heart with mine. Allow my love to permeate every fiber of your being. Breathe in love and feel my presence, as well as the healing angels that are around you. Call upon me and know I will compassionately comfort you. Sit peacefully as the powerful flow of light surrounds you. Relax and be open to receiving this beautiful energy. Breathe it in to the center of your being as you feel your heart become filled with my loving essence. Now breathe out all heaviness and pain and that which no longer serves you. You will replace these feelings with divine love and compassion. Each and every day, remind yourself that love is always the answer, no matter the question. I am always with you. You need only think of me, and you will feel my loving presence. Beloved ones, today is a new day. Welcome its blessings to flow into every aspect of your life. Become peaceful as my divine love lifts and empowers you. Affirm all is well. Let my love guide you throughout this beautiful day. I, Mother Mary, love you. Okay, and with that being said, Ginger asked me to recall, during one of the shows with Morning with Jesus, Ginger came in and she sort of like whooshed me away, and the next thing I knew I was on the Good Ship Lollipop, and I was with Shirley Temple, and I could just see lemonade stands everywhere. I was like, oh my goodness, and I just heard, hasta la vista, baby, we're gone, and I needed to take a trip and leave my cares behind. So Ginger and Shirley want to remind everyone to take time out of your day every day just for you. It doesn't matter what you do or where you go. You need to take a little break and let your dreams set sail. Keep calm and drink lemonade, unless, of course, you're hearing from Joan Rivers. And, you know, what Joan says is when life gives you lemonade, find someone whose life has given you vodka and then have a party. Well, either way, have fun, and we don't endorse drinking on this show. Okay. I think I had another message, but I'm trying to find it, Barbara. I'm trying to see where it went on me. Okay. Okay, everyone, like, you know, will ask me, is DC your name? No, DC is not my name. DC are my first initials. The D stands for Doreen, and the C stands for Catherine. And I was told by Spirit to use my initials. And then after that, Spirit named me Love. So that's how DC Love came to be. And I was, you know, guided to share an awakening that I had in 2008. It was a few months prior to having surgery, and this was a life-changing time for me. I saw Archangel Michael and then Archangel Raphael. They appeared in my living room. They were so, oh my gosh, they were the biggest angels I've ever seen, and their heads almost touched the ceiling of my living room. First, I saw Archangel Michael, and he looked like a warrior. He was strong, and he was powerful, and he had a sword in one hand, and he had a shield in the other. And as he appeared, I just felt so comforted by his presence. His beautiful cobalt blue aura was unmistakable. And then right after that, I saw Archangel Raphael. And he, as we know, is the angel of healing. He seemed to be just a little bit taller than Archangel Michael, and I immediately noticed the emerald green light of his halo. I then saw these beautiful green sparkles around him, and he held a staff that represented healing in his hand. And after that, it was probably weeks after, I saw Mother Mary twice, and she appeared in my bedroom. The first time that she appeared, we were only inches apart. We stood facing each other. I am approximately 5'5", and she looked to be almost the same exact height. She looked into my eyes, and I felt as though she wasn't looking in my eyes. She was looking directly into my soul. No words were spoken, but it was one of the most beautiful and miraculous experiences I've ever had. It only lasted a few minutes, but till this day it is still unforgettable. And the second time that she appeared, I was just waking up from a beautiful night's sleep, and I noticed that she was just standing in my bedroom doorway. And I felt that she was watching over me as I slept, but I knew I wasn't dreaming because at that time, my dog Ginger was looking in the same direction and we were both completely mesmerized by the Blessed Mother's presence. So I felt that I saw Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and then Mother Mary at that time to let me know that everything was going to be okay. They provided the emotional support that I was needing, and they gave me strength to go through the surgery that I had, and as well to go through that healing process with confidence and peace of mind. Of course, everything went well. I was out of the hospital in a few days, and I was able to do things that you shouldn't be able to do at that time, which I found was unbelievable. And the whole recovery process went very well, but I felt much stronger because of the beautiful presence of the angels and Mother Mary. So I was guided to share that too, Barbara, and those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC.
Thank you.
And now here is the message that Jesus wants to share. Good morning, my beloveds. It is another beautiful day in your life. You are the one who chooses how much beauty you get to experience. We know that sometimes you feel like you have expectations of what your life is going to be. And you set those expectations out there, and then you make sure that you meet those expectations. We are telling you this so that you know that if you changed those expectations, if you changed your intentions of what you live, of what you allow, then you will meet those new expectations, those new intentions. This is part of your free will to create your life as you choose for it to be. Now, we also understand that so often your intentions and expectations are based in what you've already experienced. You've come to expect that that is what you are going to be living. That is all you are allowed. We want you to be aware that you are the one who made that decision. And you can change that decision. You really do have the ability to create whatever you choose. But you have to believe what you are choosing. If you set the intention to be a multimillionaire, but you actually have the belief that says you must live in poverty, you can't achieve that intention because that belief is in the way. This is why when we work with you, we have the angels come in and clear those old beliefs so that you can move into that new energy, so that you can experience what you truly want to experience. So if you are one of those people who is like many, who has set intentions and never achieved them, do not forget to change your beliefs. We are here for you. If you need help with this, ask us. We will guide you. We may guide you to someone who is able to help you. We may guide you to the realization of what you need to do in order to change. We may send angels to assist you. We may send you a book that is going to give you the information that you will resonate with, that will allow you to recognize the power in you. We have so many ways of connecting with you, and we utilize all of them because we love you. This is about you accepting your power. This is about you knowing that nobody else is responsible for your life and what you create. You are not a victim. You are not helpless. You are not hopeless. You are not destined to fail. You are powerful. The Creator is within you and works with you in every moment. And that work is done based on what you actually believe. So if you don't believe that you can be more, then you can't. Because the Creator helps you to create what you believe. And if you don't change those beliefs, nothing else will change. And this does not mean that the Creator doesn't love you, because you are so loved. But you have free will. You make the choice. And the Creator does not require that you change. Not ever. So it really is you. It's about you. You have the power. Start utilizing that power. Start creating the life that you truly want. And stop waiting for the Creator to save you. You don't need to be saved. It's just a matter of accepting that it's okay to change. You are loved always, exactly as you are. You are loved. Okay, DC, that was the message.
That was beautiful, as always, Barbara. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right.
And
we
I apologize in advance. I have 3 of my 6 grandchildren at the house right now, and I asked them to keep it down to a roar. Sounds like a zoo in the background, And my granddaughter, she had a silly putty emergency. She fell asleep with silly putty in her hair. So it's like a flat pancake sticking out of her head. So I said,
you are having so much fun.
Patty Hartsley put in your hair, and she said all I could find is for dogs. And I said, that works. Hair, fur, it's all the same, you know. So we did find like a little concoction that you make with rubbing alcohol and jaundice detergent. So I'm hoping that it comes out.
If not, she gets a haircut.
No, it's actually on the top of her head near the scalp. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it looks
that
like a pancake
a really
hanging off her.
Haircut.
But I do apologize because I could hear the noises, so I'm sure, you know, you could too. Goodness.
No, actually, I hadn't noticed anything.
Okay, good.
So you're safe. Okay, we've come to the part of the show where we take questions from the callers. So if you have called in and you have a question or you would like a message, don't forget to press the number 1 to put yourself in our little queue of people who we're going to talk to. And if you are logged into the chat room, feel free to ask a question there. And we have several people waiting already, DC, so let's start. And the first one is from area code 251. Hi, who's this?
Yes, good morning. This is Denise. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Denise?
Yes. Do you have a message for me this morning? I had a car accident May the 5th. I slipped 3 times in a Jeep, and the Jeep was destroyed, and I just want to know, am I going to be okay from there? Because I was in a really depression state before I had the car accident. So I just wanted to know, is all going to be well after this?
Okay. Well, let's see what kind of messages we're getting for you. DC?
Yes, Denise, good morning. Thank you for calling us. And if you want to be well, and you know you want it to be well, just focus on that. Focus on what you want, okay?
Okay.
And I'm sorry that, you know, that occurred and everything, but you've got to put space between you and that situation, okay?
Okay.
And we have Jesus coming in, hon, and he's asking you to listen to your feelings, okay? Listen
okay.
to your feelings. Listen to your thoughts. Listen to your experiences, okay? And, you know, those thoughts, those, you know, feelings and everything, they're all based in either love or fear, okay? So you have a choice, you know, to connect with love or for fear, okay? So just, I'm getting, you know, if you want everything to be okay, it's going to be okay, okay? I'm getting like a little bit from my dog, Ginger. She transitioned last July, that you're having trouble maintaining a little faith at this time, okay?
Yes.
And God and the angels are going to come in. They're going to help you. Give thanks for all that, you know, that you have and all that you've created, all that you are. And, you know, thank the angels, you know, and the universe for the beautiful connection that you have. And when you feel that deep level of connection and gratitude, you're going to see good things coming your way. Okay, Ginger is saying, just sit for a while, just sit by yourself and just be. And you're going to be, you know, you're going to be filled with beautiful, positive energy, and you're going to, you know, you're going to have faith, and, you know, you're going to have, your heart is going to be open to be filled with just positivity, hon. Okay? So you do, like I said, you do have free will. If you want the situation to turn out well, it can be, okay? And I'm getting a yes from the universe. And Ginger wants to give you an affirmation that you affirm every day, I have a peaceful life, okay? And just feel that peace that comes over you, okay? Mother Mary is coming in, and she wants you to just have a little bit more patience. Everything's going to be okay. But we've got to trust in divine timing, which, of course, is God's timing, and it's always perfect. Okay? All of your prayers have been heard, honey. All of your prayers have been heard. They've been answered. Okay?
Okay.
So there's going to be a divine solution coming your way, and it's going to arrive at exactly the right time. Okay? So we've got to have patience. You know, we know that God is in control. We can't try to force anything or try to push our own agenda, okay? Because if we do, we're going to miss out on something that is, of course, better. And Mother Mary is with you. She's going to stay by you, and she's helping you to have peace and patience and really to trust in God's timing, okay?
Okay.
And honey, just know that you are a beautiful child of God, and trust and know that God, you know, in his infinite wisdom and his love, he's answering your prayer right now as we are connecting. Okay? He wishes to reassure you that everything is, in fact, okay. But you do need to trust, you need to relax, and you need to have faith, okay? When you do, you're going to see doorways open, and they're going to be the answers to your prayers. And when you sit like Ginger said, like just sit and just be, when we do that, we're more receptive to receiving the guidance that comes our way, okay? And I do see divine guidance coming your way. And I'm getting that, you know, everything is going to turn out, you know, really good for you, okay? So Mother Mary is asking you to just basically at this time, like just please, you know, step out of the way and allow God to come in and work, you know, his beautiful divine magic. Surrender any fears, any worries, or any desires, like really to control the outcome, and just trust in God's love and his wisdom. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, and just at times during the day, just take a breath here and there, a nice deep breath, you know, and then just say thank you, you know, giving gratitude to God, the universe. Okay, and as you do, I see all your desires are manifesting. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over now to Barbara. But Ginger is saying, please, listen only to love, okay, because love is always the answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Denise, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved one, everything that has happened in your life has happened because it was something that you wanted to experience. Even the things that seem preposterous to you to think that you asked for it, you did. You wanted your life to change, but your life wasn't changing. And so you wanted something big enough to shake you up, to really make you appreciate being alive. And that is what you got. And everything changed. And now you get to create what you desire. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Even when you look back at something and you think, oh, that was horrible that that happened to me. It was actually a gift. A gift to help you to see what you truly want in your life. Whatever emotions you are feeling are a choice. And when you are ready to let them go, you will let them go. You are not restricted. You are not held back unless you choose to restrict and hold back yourself. We are sending you a host of angels now to assist you and letting go of those old beliefs, those old thoughts, anything that says you are supposed to be less, you are supposed to be depressed, you are not supposed to live a life of joy. Those are all false beliefs that you have, and it's time to let them go. And the angels are clearing those out now as we speak, because it is time for you to let all of that go. And to recognize the beauty and the glory that is in you right now. You are so much more than you know yourself to be. Embrace the truth in your own heart and allow your life to change. We are opening you up to the glory, to the goodness of life. We are opening your eyes to the beauty of the world and the beauty within you. Embrace this energy. Embrace these changes and take the steps that you are inspired to take. This is your life. Make it what you truly desire. You have the power, and you have our love and assistance. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Thank you. I receive it. Thank you.
Hi, you are welcome. So just pay attention to the little things that pop up that say, oh, this is what you should do, and do them, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, our next caller is from area code 732. Hi, who's
Good
this?
Morning. Good morning, this is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn, what can we do for you?
Well, something a little, I won't say interesting, but a little not disappointing either. I was trying to organize, I'm trying still because I haven't given up, to organize an event at a museum. And I submitted a little write-up, short, simple, just about what the event's about and the dates. And the lady who's in charge of the events, you know, event planning for the museum, just submitted a short and, let's just say, a little cruel message, that a little unprofessional, you know, like by saying that they, at the museum, their policies that they don't take spiritual nor religious events, and it's part of their policy. But this is what she's telling me. I feel energy, and I felt at the moment when I received that email that she had gone through something. She had some kind of connection with a medium, a psychic, because I did say who the guest was. And he is a medium, and he's an inspirational speaker. You know, it's not, you know. So I would be hosting. So she responded. Not only, then I went back and I responded lightly, you know, to another question. And she was just short and just a little rude. So I find this to be a little odd for a professional. This is, let's just say, the most visited museum in the world. And the response is not professional. And I'd like to know if I, I'd like to know if anything comes through about this. And if I should pursue it to other people that might be missing out on this beautiful event that I'm trying to organize, you know. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we get about that. DC?
Yes. Good morning, Carolyn. This is DC.
Good morning, DC. Lovely to speaking with you again.
Oh, you too. Well, my dog Ginger is coming in right now, and she's saying, Mom, she's like a little bit vulnerable right now. She's a little bit extra sensitive, okay? So she's inviting Archangel Michael to come in. And as we know, he's our, you know, beautiful, like, warrior angel.
Yeah.
And she's asking you to feel his presence because his beautiful energy is surrounding you right now. And she's asking you that you breathe it in and feel this powerful energy that Archangel Michael brings. Breathe it into every cell of your body. And now she's asking Archangel Michael, he's going to now clear all your chakras with his liquid chakra cleaner. It's going to start at the top of your head, which is the crown chakra. And it's going to, you know, slowly pour down all throughout your chakras. It's going to go down into the root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. And it's going to go all the way down. You'll feel it down tingling on your toes. And it's going to go all the way down to the bottom of your feet and butt, then to Mother Earth. Okay? So Ginger really felt that, first of all, that's what you needed. You needed to connect with Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm connected.
And she's letting you know. She's letting you know that there's nothing to worry about, Carolyn, okay?
I'm not worried. At all.
Well, she's, all of your dreams are going to come true. Just focus, you know, on you and what you have to offer to the world, okay? But Archangel Michael is saying, Carolyn, you're still a little sensitive. You're still, there's a little bit of worry in your voice, okay? So Archangel Michael is presenting you now with a beautiful pair of shoes, Carolyn, and they're called these, they're called like the protection of self shoes. They're very strong shoes, okay? And these are a gift just for you, and of course they're new. And, you know, visualize yourself wearing these beautiful shoes whenever you need like a little bit more courage, or you feel maybe there's a little bit of protection you need, or even a little bit more strength, okay? Because, Carolyn, there are times in your life when you wonder, you know, oh my goodness, what is going on here? You know, I have to keep dealing with this. How am I going to keep doing this? And this person is driving me crazy. These challenging times require you to go a little bit deeper and search for the inner strength that you never even knew that you had. And when Archangel Michael gives us a gift, as he's given you, with your gift it comes magical protection, okay? And he's going to give you this technique. He presents you with a new pair of shoes, and they're very, very special shoes. And they're just made for you, okay? And are you asking, Carolyn, are they designer? Because I'm hearing, are they designer shoes? Of course they're designer shoes. Carolyn, these shoes were designed by God especially for you. Okay? So you could, you know, you could, whatever way you envision them, envision those beautiful shoes. And any time that you need that special, you know, strength, a little bit more courage and protection, visualize yourself putting on these beautiful, strong shoes. Then breathe and know that, you know, you have these shoes on, and not only do you have these beautiful protective shoes on, Archangel Michael is by your side. And he's going to help you to cope with any difficult situation that you're facing. And he's saying, when the tough get going, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And he wants you to affirm, I am strong, I am protected, I can face any situation that comes my way. Okay? And receive the strength and the protection from the universe and allow it to move forward and help you to move forward through life with ease, Carolyn. Okay? So I'm getting, you know, with the situation that you're presently asking about, these protective shoes are going to come, like, really in the nick of time, and they're going to help you to just, you know, have that extra courage and confidence that you need. Okay? And Mother Mary is asking that you count your blessings, whether they're small or they're large. Just notice all the gifts that come your way from God. Okay? And just always, you know, say thank you, be grateful. And Mother Mary is saying, you know, you don't have to worry about anything. Your prayers are being answered. And the situation may be answered in a way that, you know, is different than you may expect. But just keep saying thank you and notice all the blessings that are coming your way. And Carolyn, at this time, Mother Mary suggests that maybe you shift your focus just a little bit from what's, you know, wrong with the situation, and you can find what's right about the situation. Okay?
Yes,
and when you do, you may find new blessings that you may have previously overlooked. Okay? So purposefully and consciously focus upon everything and everyone that you're grateful for. Okay? And you've got to realize that there are no accidents. Okay? Nothing happens by accident, Carolyn. In God's world, there is never a, you know, there's never a coincidence, okay? So just, you know, everything that we go through, you know, it does have a chance to work out for our highest good, okay? And I see a divine team around you.
Yes.
So know that you, you know, you have this beautiful divine team that are with you. They're going to guide you forward. And I see you, you know, walking your path towards your divine plan. So please just stay focused on the positive. And then the negative is not going to have a place to, you know, reside in your life. And that's what I have for you.
Yeah, I don't feel like this is negative at all. And I just, my question, it was, should I go to, like, a higher up or, because they have different divisions and, you know, for events. Mm-hmm. If it happens to be the auditorium, which that was, you know, I'm going to have a violinist, so this would have been perfect. But other options.
And I'm getting a yes. I am getting a yes in regard to that. But there's still a little bit of anxiety and apprehension within you when you say that. And that's what the angels are showing me. Like, there's still a little bit of anxiety within, a little bit of apprehension, but I'm getting the answer to your question is yes. Okay? This is going to be really exciting for you.
Yes, it will.
Okay? And
already.
I think this is going to help you to follow your dreams. You have a lot of nervous energy, and, you know, nervous energy is okay. Okay, because when we think of fear and we think of excitement, they're very, very close. So never get nervous, just get really excited. And give that anxiety or apprehension, you still have something there, please give it to God and the angels, okay?
Okay, Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I'm going to turn you over to Barb. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Carolyn. Here is what here's what Jesus wants to say to you. Here we go. My beloved, we want you to send this individual who seems to be having a difficulty with what it is you want to present. We want you to surround this individual with love. Nothing but pure, unconditional love. This individual is going through a time in their life when they are realizing they have not actually looked at their own spiritual side, so to speak. And they don't want to, but they do want to. And so they are being presented with people coming up with things that they consider to be spiritual. Not that the people presenting them think that they are spiritual, but the person receiving them thinks that they are spiritual, because that is not what they want. That is what they have decided they don't want. Well, deep inside, they have decided that they do want it. So you can see that there's a controversy going on within this person.
Yes.
And they are taking that energy and reflecting it back out to the people who are asking. We say all this so that we can say, do not take this personally. This is not something against you. And that is wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you are wanting to share this experience with many people to allow them to open up to things that they may not be aware of.
Yes.
And this is part of your growth as well. This is part of you learning to stand in your power.
Yeah.
This is part of you making decisions about what you should do and doing what you trust is the right thing. You know who it is you need to talk to next. Go ahead. Make those other connections. Do not make it look like this other person has done anything wrong, because they haven't. But let them know that this is something that you think will be beneficial to many people. And you are doing this in a beautiful way, and you're going to make it tasteful and artistic. And it's not going to be some sort of crude and uncultured event. You are trying to present something that will allow people to experience more in an atmosphere of growth, evolution, and love. And that is what you are learning as a result of what you are coordinating. So don't forget to recognize yourself as you are doing this. Because you're not just doing it for all those other people. You're also doing it for you. This is part of your evolution. This is part of your becoming. And we see beautiful things evolving from this, no matter how it turns out. And the beauty we see is coming from within you. So follow your heart. Do what you know to be right. Do what you are inspired to do. And let your light shine. You have so much to share with the world. And the world is ready to see it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, so I hope that we answered your question. I think you did. I think,
yes.
Okay.
Oh my. That was very long, very beautiful. Thank you so much. It's all about love, you know, in the end.
It is.
You know.
It is.
I already had the answer. I just like I work it out myself in a way, and then I just ask for, you know, the best guidance and confirmation. And I know I just want to make a difference in this world, but I also want to invite those that are making a difference. And so the person that I'm inviting, it's very spiritual, very loving, and that's whom I'm surrounded with. So I really don't have any, I know it's going to be special, and I try to make it special as well, you know, having a violinist, you know, being very artistic and talk yeah. about connection with God. So it's all about that. It's all about love and the end. And the end of the beginning and the end, it's about love, right?
It feels really, really, it feels really beautiful and really very soothing and flowing is how it feels. And Jesus is saying that you are learning to trust yourself. And he understands
yeah.
that you make these decisions, you know what is right, but you also want to, you know, just check in, make sure that I'm doing what's right. And he's saying that you are going to eventually, actually quite soon, reach a point where you don't need to check anymore, that you're going to
know
what is right, and you're just going to do it.
Magical. Yeah, I feel it. Like.
Yeah, it's right there.
2017 has been about that. And I'm not the only one. A lot of people are going through this, you know, an empowerment. And it doesn't matter if you're a male or a female. It's just happening all over, you know, in every aspect of lives, like a cleansing us, you know, going internally. So, but we all have to grow. And a lot of people, like in major cities, aren't in tune. And those are the places that kind of need a little spirituality. So I'm bringing to the big city. You know? So,
well, wonderful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You helped me
you
out so much. Thank you for everything.
You're
that little
You're
puppy
welcome.
As Ginger. Thank you. And Jesus. That little puppy.
Well, thanks for calling, Carolyn. Enjoy your event.
Thank you. It'll be in October, so this time.
Okay.
I'll keep in touch.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Bye now.
Okay, our next question is from the chat room, and it's from Little Fairy, and she says, hi, Barbara in D.C. Would be grateful for any message from Jesus about me finding a job very soon. I went to 2 job interviews over the last 2 weeks. Thanks, love and light, Little Fairy.
Okay, Ginger is coming in, Little Fairy. And she's saying, why is it that you're still not believing in yourself the way you should? You're not really seeing, you know, that beautiful person, that confident person that you are, okay? And Ginger is saying, you know, you've got to let go of those thoughts. And you've got to affirm every day, I am as strong as I've always dreamed. Okay? Little Fairy, I'm getting from the angels, there's something new coming for you. And it's, you know, it's very close by. And you've been desiring this. And just enjoy the journey. You know that you've planted those seeds. They've begun to grow. And as they grow, watch this beautiful situation to develop into something amazing. And we have Mother Mary coming in. And she's asking you to, you know, to just notice and trust the signs that heaven is sending you. Because heaven continuously sends us signs. Just pay attention. Because these are the answers to your prayers. You could get them through song lyrics. It could be words that you read on a billboard. It could be a conversation that someone is having, you know, behind you, the next table in a booth or something in a restaurant. The possibilities are unlimited, okay? So you've got to just be a little bit more aware and, you know, notice, you know, the first time that these signs start to present themselves. And as you start noticing them, you're going to see how they, you know, they're there continually. And they're there to help you feel safer, to help you feel more loved. And Mother Mary and the angels are there. And if you don't, you know, if you're not getting these signs, just ask and they'll give it to you a little bit more clearer. Okay? And what I'm getting is you've got to know that you are so deserving as well. And Little Fairy, you, like all of us, are a child of God. And you deserve happiness. You deserve, you know, this beautiful position. You deserve everything that you've been desiring, okay? So just, you know, feel it as if it's already here, the perfect job, okay, and allow the angels to come in and help you. And what I'm getting is that you're very creative. I don't know, you know, where it is that your creativity lies, but I'm getting if you just, you know, start doing something that you love, you know, the solution is just going to pop up for you. Because when we connect with our joy, that's when things, you know, really start to happen. Okay, so just remember that heaven is there to help you to find the solution. Okay? And just, you know, as loving parents want the best for their children, God always wants the best for you, little fairy. Okay? So the order for today, I'm getting Ginger saying the order for today, little fairy, is to be happy. Okay? Just be happy. Okay? And then I'm getting that you're going to make that, you know, that start that path. You're breaking through that path, and things are going to happen. They're going to have a Ginger saying, it's not a solution, Mom. It's a solution. Okay? So visualize yourself where you want to be. Okay? And you've got to remember, Ginger saying, and tell her, Mom, nothing ever existed in the world until somebody first thought about it. Okay? So let your thoughts become your actions, little fairy. And Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay. Wonderful. And here is your message from Jesus, little fairy. It's time for you to open up to your own life. Open up to things being more than you've ever imagined. There is a part of you that is still entrenched in those beliefs in your own smallness. And we know that you've actually come a long way in letting go of those beliefs that you can't have, you can't be, all of those things that you were taught when you were little and you carried with you throughout your life. So we are sending to you a host of angels to help you to continue to let go. For you, letting go is vitally important. We want you to allow yourself to evolve, to become, to be truth of who you are. We want you to start noticing your own patterns, your own habits, and to start taking steps to do something different. And we want you to do this with every pattern and every habit you notice in your life. And that we know that what we're asking is a huge undertaking, but we also know that you are capable of it. So if there's a particular time of day when you just do nothing, think of something fun to do and do it during that time instead of doing nothing. We want you to shake up your life, to move the energy in you in new ways. It really makes it easier for you to let go because you're moving, because you are letting go, because you are no longer doing what you've always done. Do this for a week or two. And see what kind of interesting things come into your life. There are opportunities there for you. There are job opportunities there for you. They're waiting for you to really be ready to accept them, which is why we want you to move. We want you to shake things up. We want you to get out of your habits, get out of your comfort zone, move forward with your life, get out more, meet more people, have more fun, do more things. We want you to sing and dance and be in the sunshine. We want you to really, truly be alive and allow your life to change. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you. So, all right, so she's saying, thanks so much, Barbara in D.C. I am doing my best to change my beliefs and visualize the life and job I want. I just wished I started working sooner rather than later to have my life back on track. And Jesus is saying, you're not getting your life back on track. That means you're living in the past. You're not going back to anything. You are moving forward. You are moving forward to something new. You are moving forward to these new experiences. You are moving forward to this new way of being. So stop thinking you need to get back to anything. That's why he's saying to let go of all the patterns, all of the habits, all of the stuff from the past, and move into now and start creating your life the way you truly desire for it to be. And I'm not giving you a lecture on using the word back, although it kind of sounded like that to me. But that wasn't me anyway. So, okay, take it the way you want to.
And Barbara, I too am getting a little message as well from Jesus. He's letting little Fairy know that he's not concerned about her being this big success in the world. And he knows that, you know, she wants to do certain things. She wants to achieve, you know, certain things here. She wants to be a success in what she's doing. But he's saying, you know, please don't worry so much about making a living. I would ask you to just rather, you know, make sure that you're making a life. Is what I wanted to give to her.
Wonderful.
So it's not always about making a living. It's, you know, about making a life, you know?
Yeah.
And I truly, truly believe that.
And it can make a huge difference when you look at it in a different way. So she says she agrees it's time to move forward. So, and I'm seeing opportunities there for you, little fairy. I really am. So start making those changes and embracing those opportunities. And let us know how you're doing. Okay, we are moving to the caller from area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lena. How are you, Barbara?
I'm doing great, Lena. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm still out of work, so I could be better there. I'm getting very, very frustrated. There is a man that's around me that has reached out to me to ask me if I wanted to stay with him, but he lives 3 hours away, and I didn't know if I wanted to do that. My car isn't in the best of shape, and I'm not really too sure if he's really sincere or what. Can you give me some insight on the situation with him and a job for me? Because I don't know. I feel like I'm up and down with him. One minute I feel like he's sincere, and the next minute I feel like I'm not really sure where he's coming from.
Okay, well, let's see what we get about it.
Hi, Lena. This is DC.
Hi, DC. How are you?
Good, honey. My dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, Lena, you got to have faith, okay?
Yeah.
And if spirit, you know, brought you to it, it'll surely bring you through it. So whatever you need, you know, you already have. See it as if you already have whatever it is that you're needing, okay? And you've got to focus just on you, you know,
yeah.
In regard to, you know, a job and different things like that. Keep the focus just on you. Okay.
Mhm. That's the way I feel.
And
when I take the focus off me, I run into so many problems. People want to just, you know, suck up my energy, and then I feel like when I need somebody, nobody's there for me.
Right. No, I hear you. Okay. And I'm getting, you asked a question in regard to this gentleman. Is he, you know, someone that you could trust? And Ginger's going, she doesn't, she's not like, she doesn't really think that, you know, she doesn't say yes, she doesn't say no. She's still like, so she's not too sure, okay?
Yeah.
But Mother Mary is coming in, and Mother Mary she's showing me that a miracle is coming your way, okay? Just mm-hmm. trust that God is there to help you and has the perfect solution to, you know, your problem, okay? Lena, there's, you know, God has, like, heard, you know, asking for, you've been asking for miracles,
mm-hmm.
and just
yeah.
know that miracles are given. Even if you don't know how, you know, this is going to come out for you, just trust that God's infinite wisdom always has the solution. Okay, so as you and I and Barbara are connecting, a miracle is manifesting right now just for you. But it may come in a different way than you've expected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just allow, you know, Mary, Mother Mary, the angels, all to gather around you and just to keep, you know, that faith going. You've got, like Ginger said, you've got to have faith. God works with divine timing. And you're going to receive guidance, you know, and you're going to know what to do to really help to bring about this miracle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I have a guardian angel that's with you as well, and I'm asking Ginger, Ginger, who is this guardian angel? She's showing me it's like a guardian angel of love. And what I'm getting is, you know, you're going to have a beautiful love connection with this person. Okay, and Ginger's saying that love is close by for you, Lena, okay?
Okay.
So just work on you. Love yourself first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to put a little, Ginger's saying, put a little bit more effort into that area of your life, okay?
I just want to get myself situated because that's when I feel the best about myself. I don't feel good about
right.
leaning,
everything,
on, leaning
yes.
on a man. Not the way I was brought into this world.
Right. And Ginger's saying, honey, she's saying, you know what, you're a money magnet. You're not a boy toy. You're a money magnet. Okay,
yes.
You're going to be able to take care of yourself. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep visualizing
what it
is. Yes. Mm-hmm. And Lena, the angels are sending you signs. So please, like, I don't know if you've been noticing them. If you notice them, start trusting them. I see them coming continuously. And as we know, love is always the answer to whatever question that is asked, okay? So continuously, you know, give all your worries, give all your cares, all your fears to God, Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, and allow them to help you to really surround the situation and all your relationships with love, okay? Because when we, you know, we pray for love, it's the answer because it always heals the situation, okay? And I do see angels at your side as we're okay, and there's a lot of miraculous healings and experiences and opportunities that are coming your way. So just please, again, have faith. And Jesus is with you, and he's stepping forward, and he's going to help and guide you with the situation, Lena. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you really have a beautiful bond with Jesus, okay? And
mm-hmm.
offering you this healing support as well as anyone around you, and again, have faith in God's miracles of love, okay?
Okay, because this guy is the only man that's been contacting me every morning to see if I'm okay. And that's why I'm, like, really feeling like if, you know, he's the only one that really has, you know, seems like he has any concern for me. You know, my own family don't even check on me the way he does.
I mean, check it out, like, just but trust your intuition, you know, Lena. You could connect back with him and just, you know, talk and you know, listen to your intuition because I'm still getting like an eh from Ginger. She's not giving me a thumbs up, you know?
That's right.
But your life is getting better and better, honey. Your life is getting better and better. And like you said, first you want to connect, you know, with improving, you know, your financial stability there, okay? And just know that everything that happens right now is happening for a reason and there is a purpose that does serve you. And that's what I have, Lena. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Lena, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, one of the things that you are working on and have been working on for a while now is letting go of the idea that your life is supposed to be less. You still have some of those old beliefs that say you're not supposed to have the love that you truly desire. You're not supposed to have the work that you truly desire. You're not supposed to have the income that you truly desire. You're not supposed to have the relationships that you truly desire. All of these limiting beliefs are holding you back, and we want you to continue to let them go. And we are sending you another host of angels to assist you with this, to assist you in accepting yourself exactly as you are now, not waiting until your life is perfect, and then you can love and accept yourself and allow all of the great things into your life. This is about accepting you right now, in this moment. This is about unconditionally loving yourself right now, in this moment. There's still a little part of you that believes that somebody has to come along and save you. And that is one of the things that this man is trying to do. He's trying to save you. But you don't need to be saved.
No, I don't.
You just need to love yourself. You need to accept yourself. And that is why you have a hard time with accepting what he is offering. Because he's not offering what you truly desire. What you truly desire is to love you, is to live your life fully, not being dependent on anyone else. You can have people in your life that you love and interact with, but you don't want to have to depend on them.
Exactly.
You want the freedom to be you. And so we are helping you to let go of these old beliefs that keep you stuck in this life that is not what you truly desire. So just take several nice deep breaths right now. Let go of what's coming up. Just let the angels take it away. And allow yourself to move into the energy of being a creator, of you creating what you desire, and knowing that that creation is not based on what someone else is doing for you. It's based on how you feel about you. This is opening you up to loving you. This is opening you up to being you. This is opening you up to your power and your abilities. And this is opening you up to your life. And as you open more and more, you will notice the miracles that are already happening and will continue. Love yourself first. That is the most important thing that you can ever do. We love you. And these angels will be assisting you for a while. So please, listen to your heart. Do what you trust. And know that you are loved. You are supported. You are protected. And it really is all going to work out just fine.
Okay. Trust. Thank you. All right, thank you.
You are welcome. Whew, that felt like good energy. And let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, Lena. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is from area code 520. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. My name's Christina.
Hello, Christina. What can we do for you?
Good morning. I am calling. I believe I have, the Bible says, have faith. I walk by faith, not by sight. So, but I just want a little peek at something. I'm just wondering on my finances. We are fine on our finances. We always have enough. I'm just wondering if things will get better where we have enough to take a family trip or do something outside of, just paying our bills and getting through life. And I'm happy with that, but I just like a little piece just to go on a trip or do something. So I just wonder if you see any, how my finances will go.
Okay, we'll see what we get about that. DC?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Christina, hi. This is DC, and you mentioned faith. Hi, honey. And Mother Mary is saying, just have, you know, allow God to come in and help you with the situation, okay? I'm sort of feeling like this is a situation that is testing your faith a little bit, but it's going to be resolved and, you know, in a perfect divine order and time, even if you can't see it presently. And everything is going to be answered in ways, you know, again, that we don't expect. So just hand this situation over to God. You have an angel standing there, and she has her hands out. You put, you know, put that situation into her hands, Christina, okay?
Okay.
Because God in his infinite wisdom, he knows how to resolve this situation as well as any other situation, okay? And Mother Mary and the angels are looking, and they're letting you know that you have a beautiful, bright future, okay? And I see a beautiful tomorrow. And I'm getting, you know, there might be some good news coming your way. I don't, my dog Ginger transitioned last July. She's saying there is good news coming, okay? And she wants you to affirm that everything always turns out for your highest happiness, okay? There possibly may be a little bit of money coming your way that you didn't expect is what she's showing me. Okay, so that might give you the money for the, you know, the trip that you wanted to take, because my dog Ginger's saying, Mom, she's really stressed. You know, at times you sort of get a little bit overwhelmed, and she wants you to just slow down a little bit, slow down and breathe, okay? She wants you to stay in the present moment, and, you know, she's saying, you know, take one breath at a time, okay? Learn how to relax. I don't know if you get outside in nature, but getting outside in nature and taking a walk would be really helpful right now. It's calming. When you, you know, when you get back, you're going to see how peaceful you feel. Okay, and Ginger's saying, Christina, all is well, okay? And just keep repeating that, all is well. And things are working out for you, okay?
Can
so
I tell you
just
something that I did, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but...
Oh, go ahead. Please,
as
go ahead.
As soon as she said all is well, before I you... you know, you picked me. I wrote that down right here. I wrote all is well. So I just
well, you know what? My
that.
Dog Ginger can read, so what can I tell you? He's a very smart dog. Well, that was your validation, honey. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you, honey.
Okay, thank you. The same to you.
Thank you.
Okay, Christina, here is your message from Jesus, yes. My beloved one. You have been taught that you have to put limits on money. And it's something that so many people have been taught. And we'd like to help you to start letting that go. Letting go of the glass ceiling that you have placed on the amount of money that can come into your life. You've also placed limits on where the money can come from. We want to help you let that go as well. Because everything in your life comes from the Creator. You are not dependent upon your employer or clients or whomever it is that you now see as your source of income. The true source, the only source, is the Creator. And the Creator is willing to give you as much as you are willing to receive. So we'd like for you to take some nice deep breaths now. As angels are helping you to let go of the limits of your comfort zone when it comes to money. Letting go of the belief that you can only have enough to pay your bills. Letting go of any belief that you don't deserve to have the money for a beautiful, luxurious vacation. Letting go of all of the doubts and fears about whether or not you are good enough to have more. We are bringing you back into alignment with the truth. The will of God is that you have whatever you desire. God does not limit what you get to have. And so we're removing the limits that you have placed there. And just notice what comes up. You may find yourself presented with opportunities where people are giving you things, money, trips, whatever. And then you have the opportunity to just take it and say thank you. Now you may find in those moments little voices in your head are saying, no, 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 you can't take that. You should go to someone more deserving, someone more needy. We'd like you to know that those are the old beliefs coming up. Do not listen to them. And the Creator is giving you a gift. Simply accept it and say thank you. And just allow yourself to know that you deserve it. So these angels will be working with you for a while to help you let go of those old limits. Because it's time to move past them. It's time to move forward with your own life. It's time for you to allow yourself to be more, to have more, to do more, to live more. And we are so delighted that you have chosen to stand in the love that you are. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
I want to thank you for that because I'm going to tell you another validation is that I had prayed yesterday and I told God, help me. I have faith in God my whole life and I believe walking by faith, not by sight. And I didn't know what I needed to let go until you prayed with me right now. So thank you, Jesus, for bringing these two ladies to me. And may they be blessed. And thank you for sharing your wisdom with all of us today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And Christina?
You are so welcome.
Yes?
Yes. Ginger has one last message. She's saying, what about the dog? Don't forget the dog, okay? She was singing. Barbara was giving that beautiful message. I was hearing the theme song from the Jeffersons, and the part of the lyrics she wants you to focus on is we finally got a piece of the pie.
Oh,
so,
I love
that. She said, don't forget the dog, okay?
That. Okay.
And Christina, I'm hearing that, okay, you say that you have faith in God, and that is wonderful. Do not forget that God is within you. And so you should have faith in you as well.
Thank you for that. I needed everything you guys told me. And it was like I knew a little bit of it before I called, and it was just like it just, I don't know, it felt so good. I felt so, I even have tears coming down my face, and I don't know why, but they're tears of joy. And I'm just,
oh, how beautiful.
I'm just like, oh, my God. I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you. I don't know what more to say, but then thank you, thank you. And I'm going to do a prayer for you right now when we get off the phone. And I'm just grateful that God confirmed everything, and I will have faith in myself.
Good.
And thank you, Christine, for calling us. Thank you.
And you are always, always welcome.
And thank you for taking my call. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And for helping everybody that calls in. Thank you so much.
Well, be good to yourself, and we'll talk to you the next time you call.
Okay, have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our last caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jacqueline. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What can we do for you today, Jacqueline?
Right. So thank you for taking my call. I do appreciate that. And I have been going through several, I guess, major life changes over the last couple of months, all of which kind of have come to a head or culmination within the last 2 weeks or so. And I'm strong and affirmed in my decision and my decisions, and as well as the upsets that have come just being a result of the necessity for me to make some major life changes. But I feel a little pulled in different directions, and I had a dream last night that alluded to my spiritual past and my spiritual self, but I'm just not sure what it means. I'm usually pretty good about discerning the information I receive in my dreams, but this one was somewhat contradictory, so I just want a little clarity in terms of my next steps, because I know that it's always up to me. It's my choice. It's my decision whether I go in one direction or another. But I'm just not sure. I'm just a little bit unsure.
Let's see what we're getting then.
Hi, Jacqueline. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
Hi, thank you for calling us. My dog Ginger is coming in, and she's sort of showing me like that you're stuck, like you're not moving forward. You're a little bit out of flow with your divine timing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm doing is, you know, like it's sort of creating like a little bit of a struggle with you, okay? And there's certain issues that come up with you with change, okay? But with change, you know, there are new things that could come about, okay? And Ginger is saying, you know, you feel like, I don't know, like there's so much like going on in, with you with this change. So she wants to remind you that, you know, miracles can happen at any time, okay? So she wants you to, you know, be open to the guidance of the angels, the ascended masters, Mother Mary, Jesus, and, you know, allow your miracles to come into your life. Archangel Michael is coming forward, and he's showing me that mm-hmm. you're sort of hanging like from the, like, almost like on like the bottom of a rope, and he's saying that you're at the end of your rope, basically. There's mm-hmm. a little bit of being overwhelmed, you're a little bit frustrated, and he's saying, my beloved child, it's time to, you know, hand the situation over to the divine, okay, and it's time to have it transmuted, okay? So Archangel Michael is saying, you know, this is a time, you know, for definitive action. He's standing mm-hmm. next to you. He's right by your side. He's offering you support for this really complex situation that, you know, is in your life right now. And as he's there, there are extra angels, and they are all surrounding you as well. And they are there to help you to really follow the guidance that you're getting. And at times you have been following guidance as well. So the angels are, you know, they're commending you for that. And heaven has heard your prayers and delivered them right to God. And Archangel Michael, you know, has heard your, you know, maybe you were asking like out loud, like, please, I need a little bit more help here. And he mm-hmm. knows that how that you're feeling. There's a little bit of exhaustion. You're at the end of your rope. Or maybe you're sort of like Ginger's showing me that you've sort of driven a car into a brick wall. And you're like, oh, my gosh, what is next? But divine timing is the most crucial aspect surrounding your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the only thing that you could do at this point is really hand the situation over to God.
Okay.
And Archangel Michael is saying, you know, you have our permission. Please just hand it over. You can write down everything that you're worried about or concerned or anything. You could write down on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Or you could just talk aloud to the angels, and then you've got to let go and let God. So you're asked to completely surrender the situation right now to God. And as we know, God and Jesus, you know, your angelic, you know, team, they are so much more powerful than we are. And when we surrender to the flow, you know, we can accept the positive changes that comes, like, that come to us in all areas of our life. So just surrender to God's divine plan, and you're going to see how everything just falls into place at the right time in regard to your highest and your best. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And Mother Mary wants you to, you know, affirm that you're going to take action today related to the priorities that you need to, you know, deal with, because you've been putting some kind of things off is what I'm being shown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting that you've got to take human action so that your prayers can be answered. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've been maybe procrastinating like a little bit. And Mother Mary understands this, and she, you know, she wants to help you to really, you know, to sort of like take the demands off your time that, you know, there's so much going on. So when you feel that, you know, things are at a standstill, that's because you've got to take the next step. It's up to you. You know, God and the angels are waiting upon you. And you may say, you know, well, gosh, what do I do? I don't understand. Ask for the guidance that you need, and if you sit quietly and you go within, you're going to get the answers that are going to help support you with the situation.
Okay?
And, you know, once you get that, the guidance, just move forward and with confidence and take action. You can do this, okay?
Thank you.
But there's some feelings that you're not getting in touch with some kind of feelings within. You've got to really sit down. You could sit down with the angels, with Mother Mary, and, you know, let these feelings surface. What are you feeling, and why are you feeling them? Acknowledge your thoughts and your emotions, and anything that really, like, may be a little confusing or annoying, okay? And this is really an important part of, you know, healing the situation, okay? So take a little time to really, like, you know, see what's going on, understand what's going on, and feel what's going on. And know that you're entitled to whatever you're feeling. There's no right. There's no wrong. It's just, it just is. Okay? And oftentimes, you know, what you're feeling is the voices of angels, and they are delivering God's guidance to you. And that's what I have in regard to your question. I hope that helped. And I'm now going to turn you over to Barbara.
Thank you, DC.
God bless you.
Okay, Jacqueline. Hold on to me. Okay. All right, here is the message that Jesus has for you. My beloved one, you have so many choices in life. And sometimes when you think of all those choices, it's just overwhelming, and you find yourself not making a choice at all. And we understand this. We really understand this. The first thing we want you to remember is that you are never, ever alone. Never. And if you have questions about your life, about your choices, ask.
Okay.
Oh, did we lose Barbara?
I think we did.
I'm sure she'll be right back. This happens every now and then. But Ginger's saying, don't worry, Jacqueline, because Ginger's got your back, okay?
I love
but your girlfriend, don't worry. You know, I'm going to go with you. We're going to walk together. We're going to make sure that that confidence that you don't have is going to be right there. This is going to be a new time for you. And please don't, you know, like, when you're going forward, she's saying, Mom, sometimes she's thinking about, like, I'm not going to be able to do this. Don't have that in your head, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Ginger's got your back. The angels have got your back. And all you have to do is just keep moving forward on that beautiful path that you're going to find yourself on. And Jacqueline, she's saying, you know, you can do anything that you put your mind to. Oftentimes when she says that, you know, she sees